Genesis tonight. We're going to be reading from Genesis, the 35th chapter. I felt like maybe a month or so ago that God moved on me with this message, and I need the help of the Lord to preach it. I understand that, but I feel like God gave me a message to preach here to us. God knew who would be here. He knows our condition sometime more than we even understand ourselves. Amen. And so I really believe he's wanting to help us. In Genesis, the 35th chapter, we'll begin reading there in the first verse. The Bible said, "And God said unto Jacob, Arise and go up to Bethel and dwell there, and make there an altar unto God that appeared unto thee when thou fleddest from the face of Esau thy brother. And then Jacob said unto his household, and all that were with him, put away the strange gods that are among you, and be clean, and change your garments. And he said, Let us arise and go up to Bethel." And that's what I want to preach on tonight, if the Lord would help me. Let us go up to Bethel. Amen. Let us go back to Bethel. We know that Jacob, this wasn't the first time that he had known anything about Bethel. You remember when Jacob was leaving out in the beginning, he came upon that place and he really didn't think a whole lot about it, thought it was just another place. Amen. And I'm telling you, these buildings that we have church in, they're just buildings until God moves in. Can you say amen? Until the Lord comes by. Amen. These preachers and these singers and, amen, all of these workers, we're just human beings until the Lord comes by. Can you say amen? And so, you remember the story of how Jacob got in that place, and sometime during the night, amen, things begin to change. Amen. And oh, he became, amen, in the presence of the Almighty. Amen. God began to touch him like Jacob had never been touched before. Amen. Oh, aren't you glad tonight of that beginning that God can give us? Amen. Oh, I remember that night. Amen. I'd been in a lot of revival meetings. Amen. Raised in an evangelist home. And amen. No telling how many times I'd been in church. And no man telling how many altar calls that I had set through. Really didn't feel anything. Amen. Just another service. But I remember that night in Brother Joe Dodson's little block church there on Robinson Street in Norman, Oklahoma. Amen. Just a 15-year-old boy. Really wasn't thinking a whole lot about getting saved. Amen. Wasn't thinking a whole lot about my life changing. Amen. Had a lot of dreams and aspirations in life for myself. Amen. But something about that night. Amen. Something about that glorious night. Amen. When God began to deal with my heart. And I walked down the aisle that night, amen, to the front of that church, amen, and I gave it all to Jesus, amen. There's nothing like that time, amen. There's nothing like that experience when the Lord touches our heart in that kind of a way, amen. Jacob said, "This is an awesome place, amen." Amen. This is a terrible place. Amen. This is none other than the house of God. Amen. This is a gateway to heaven. Praise God. I stepped into something that I really didn't know anything about. Amen. I know that Jacob had came from a long line. Amen. Of men and of elders that God had touched their lives. But but it really don't make any difference in your life until the Lord touches you. Can you say amen? It don't matter. My grandfather was an old pioneer preacher in our area. Amen. Brother Debbie George, some of y'all may have heard of him. Amen. Preached hundreds and hundreds of funerals. Amen. Preached the old Brush Arbor meetings. Amen. And that's a good heritage to have. But I'm telling you, you got to have it for yourself. I said you got to get a hold of it for yourself. Amen. Hallelujah. Jacob got a touch of God. Amen. Jacob got something he had never had before. Amen. But time goes on. Amen. Life moves on. Amen. Circumstances come as they do in every one of our lives. Amen. Oh, we read the life of Jacob. Amen. I love the character of Jacob because I can see myself in him. Amen. I can see the downfallings. Amen. I can see how. Amen. When Jacob was looking to God, amen, God was blessing him. Amen. But when he got sidetracked, amen, when he kind of got off course, amen, things began to happen in a negative way in his life. Amen. I hope you'll help me preach a little bit tonight. Amen. But Jacob goes on. Amen. And God never gives up on Jacob. Can you say amen? Amen. I said God never gave up on Jacob. Amen. Aren't you glad tonight, as I mentioned last night? Amen. God doesn't look at us like man looks at us sometime. Amen. He doesn't put value where we put value sometime. Amen. Aren't you glad he sees something in us at times that we don't even see in our own selves? Amen. Oh, hallelujah. You'd have gave up on Jacob if it had been you. And I might have too. But God knew if I can ever get Jacob, amen, in the right place, if I can ever work on him, amen, like I know I can, amen, something good will come out of this man after a while. Amen. Oh, I don't know who you are tonight. Amen. Don't know a lot of this congregation, but I got a feeling there's folks sitting right here tonight, amen, that God has touched your life. Amen. You've had places, and you've had times, and you've had opportunities, amen, where the Lord, amen, has come by, and you'd have to say, I know it was the Lord. Amen. I know it was God. Amen. I know it was the Spirit. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. But life goes on. Amen. Jacob raises a family. Amen. And then God begins to deal with him again. Amen. Through circumstance again. Amen. He realizes, I got to have a touch of God. Amen. I need to meet God again. Amen. Things are bigger in my life than I can handle. Amen. We know how he goes across that brook Jabbok. Amen. And comes to grips with his own self. Amen. God begins to deal with him. I'm telling you, until you get honest with yourself, amen, things will never change. Amen. In your life. Oh, hallelujah. I'm telling you what we need to do around here. Amen. We need to just come clean with it. Amen. We just need to tell God and acknowledge who we are. fire. Amen. When the Lord asked him, amen, Jacob, what is your name? Amen. Maybe for the first time in his life, amen, he comes to grip with it all. Amen. He realizes Esau is really not my problem. Amen. Laban is really not my problem. Amen. All of these things I've blamed on somebody else. Amen. They're really not my problem. Amen. My problem is me. Amen. I'm Jacob. I'm the deceiver. I'm the supplanter. Amen. Oh, my friend, I want to tell you. Amen. If we'll get honest with God, amen, God will begin to help us. Can you say amen? Praise the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. He had that wonderful night. He had that wonderful experience. Amen. That preachers have been preaching about. Amen. For many, many years. Amen. But it doesn't stop there. Amen. He begins to make a move in the right direction. And the Lord begins to help him. Amen. But you know, amen, he moves on. And I thank God for folks that when they see where they're at, amen, they're willing to make some changes in their lives. Amen, they're ready, amen, to do some moving. Amen, oh, come on, help me now. Praise God, I don't know about you, amen, but I really believe, amen, we as a church body, amen, are needing to make some changes. Amen. We're needing to make some moves. Amen. We need to look back. Amen. To where God brought us from. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. I know that Bethel means the house of God. But it also has some more meanings. Amen. It's a time of new beginnings. Amen. It's a time of refreshing. Amen. From the glory world. Would you agree with me tonight? Amen. We're needing a new touch. Amen. We're needing a fresh touch. Amen. We're needing a fresh anointing. Amen. Oh, come on, help me tonight. Amen. Let us go back. Amen. Go back to Bethel. Amen. That wonderful place. That glorious experience that the Lord, amen, can give us. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You know, amen, Jacob makes a little stop along the way. Amen. Jacob came, the Bible says, in the 32nd chapter. Amen. Jacob came to Shalem. Amen. A city of Shechem. Praise the Lord. No doubt. Amen. He didn't think there was any harm in it. Amen. This place right here will be fine. Amen. But I want to tell you, my friend. Amen. You better be careful. Amen. Where you stop off at. Amen. Even when you're making some changes, be careful what kind of changes you make. Amen. I'm telling you, I saw many of a family. Amen. God began to stir their hearts. Amen. And they said, well, I know I need to do something. Amen. It does make a difference where you decide to take your family. Amen. To the house of God. It does make a difference. Amen. What kind of places, amen, you lead your family into. Oh, I wish you'd help me preach a little bit tonight. Amen. Oh, my friend, there's a many of a man that tonight will tell you, amen, I wish I'd have never stopped off there. Amen. I wish I'd have never gave in. Amen. I wish I'd have never been there. Amen. I want to tell you, Jacob found out that little place, amen, of Shalem, amen, in Shechem, would be a great detriment unto his family. Oh, read about it. Amen. In the 34th chapter, amen, of Genesis, we find where that precious daughter, amen, by the name of Dinah, amen, oh, what a mess. Amen, what a mess that she got her life in. Oh, come on now. Oh, hallelujah. I've heard folks say, well, I don't think, amen, there'll be any harm in it. Amen, I don't think there'll be any problem with it. Amen, you better be careful. Amen, what kind of company that you keep? Oh, come on now. Amen, when our children are growing up, amen, we tried to be careful. Amen, who they were with. We tried to be careful of the places we took them to. Amen, we tried to be careful, amen, about the company that they kept. Amen, I'm convinced tonight that it makes all the difference in the world. Amen, how our children will turn out. Amen, oh, hallelujah. Somebody asked me a few years ago, amen, my son is now pastoring down in Arkansas. He's a preacher. My daughter married a preacher. Amen. I'm very proud of them. Amen. I'm so thankful of what God has done in their lives. Amen. And somebody asked me a question I really wasn't prepared for, but I thought about it a little bit. They said, Brother Lindell, and they was, amen, they was commending me, and I appreciated that. They said, Brother Lindell, you got a fine son. Amen. He's in the ministry. And God is blessing him. And they said, Brother Lindell, you got a daughter, and she's in the ministry, and God is blessing her. Amen. What do you accredit that to? Amen. What do you? How did you raise them? Amen. I begin to think back on that, and I remember us taking them, amen, to the best camp meetings that we could take them to. Oh, come on now. Amen. I remember pointing out to my son and my daughter, amen, men and women that we had confidence in. Oh, come on now. Praise God. Oh, my. They might not have been the most fashionable people. Amen. They might not have been the most colorful preachers. Oh, come on, help me now. Amen. But I pointed some men and women out to them and said, I want to tell you, son and daughter, if you're going to take somebody to pattern your life after, amen, look at them. Amen. They'll do. They'll, oh, hallelujah. I remember gathering them around the table and warning them about some, amen, that they needed to be careful about. Oh, come on, let me preach to you a little while tonight. Amen. I remember, amen, some of those conversations, amen, where I talked to them and I tried to instruct them. Amen. Oh, come on. Amen. We can't just leave our children to the winds. Amen. We can't just leave them to the world. Amen. We can't just leave them to society to raise them. Amen. The Bible said we must raise them up in the fear and the admonition of the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, I'm doing my best to preach to you tonight. Amen. Jacob stopped off in Shechem. Amen. I don't see any harm in this. But Jacob, do you realize where your daughter's at tonight? Amen. Do you realize what's going on? Amen. In her life. Amen. After a while, he began to realize, amen, what had happened. Amen. But it really was too late for her. Amen. Because she had already been defiled. Amen. I don't know how y'all teach it around here. Amen. But I teach my young folks at home. Amen. Don't be caught out in places. Amen. Where the flesh can overtake you. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Don't be caught in those dark cars. Amen. Well, somebody said, I trust them. I do too. But I don't trust the flesh. Amen. I think I had one of the best daughters that there was around. Amen. But I didn't trust that old boy. Sometime that was with her. Oh, come on now. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. We better take care. Amen. Do you want your children to be in the house of God? Amen. Do you want them to carry on? Amen. Do you want them to be a blessing? Do you want them to be a real genuine, amen, old time saint of God, amen. You got a part in that. I said you got a part in that. You better raise them right, amen. You better raise them in good places, amen. You better not leave them, amen, for somebody else to take advantage of them. Praise the Lord. Amen. So Jacob kind of got in a mess again. Amen. His family was in turmoil. And I can see him as we begin this 35th chapter. Amen. Probably his head's a little low again. Amen. He's kind of discouraged again. Amen. How could you be happy when your family's not doing well? Amen. How could you be happy? Amen. When things are not going right in the home. Oh, help me preach a little while. Amen. Here tonight. And Jacob began to think about the situation. Amen. And God begins to deal with his heart. And I believe. Amen. When God began to speak to him. Amen. He was ready. Amen. Jacob. Amen. You had all these problems. Amen, Jacob. Amen, you had some needs. And I've helped you along the way. Amen, but I tell you what you need to do. Amen, there's a little place. Amen, many years ago, where I met with you in a wonderful way. Amen, you need to go back there. Amen, you need to find your way back. Amen, to Bethel. And I don't know tonight. Amen, but I kind of felt like there would be people in this building. Amen, as I said, God has touched you. And God has helped you along the way. Amen, but oh, tonight. Amen, you're needing to make another trip. Amen, you're needing to go back. Amen, you're needing to surrender your heart totally again unto God. Hallelujah. Amen. And so Jacob began to talk to his family now. And he said, I've got some things I need to talk to y'all about. Amen. God has moved on me. You've heard me talk about it all of your lives. Amen. I've told you about a little place called Bethel. Oh, hallelujah. I've told you about what happened there. Amen. Before y'all was ever born. Amen. I told you how God, amen, met with me in such a wonderful way. And I think it's time, amen, for every one of us to make our way back to that wonderful place called Bethel. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. I can see his family as they gather around him and say, Dad, we want to go. Amen. We think that's a good place. Amen. But Jacob's not through talking to him. Oh, hallelujah. I wish the Lord had helped me to preach a little bit tonight. Amen. I'm not through talking to y'all. There's some things that you're going to have to do if you're going to go back to Bethel. Amen. There are some things that God requires, amen, of those that are in His presence. Amen. I'm telling you, church, tonight, amen, I know it looks like sometime, amen, that this new church world is enjoying the blessing of the Lord. But if I read my Bible right, amen, if we're going to stand in His presence, amen, He's a holy God. Amen. He is. Amen. Holy. And He's pure. And He's undefiled. And if you and I, amen, are going to get in His presence, amen, if we're going to stand before Him, amen, we're going to have to stand before Him with clean hands and a pure heart. Amen. Undefiled before God and man. Oh, come on. Amen. I think we need to go back to Bethel. I think everybody here would agree. Amen. We're needing to take a trip. Amen. Back to Bethel. And I heard the preaching today, and I liked it. Amen. I love to hear Brother John preach. Amen. He encourages me. Amen. He strengthens me. He put faith in me. Amen. And I heard him talking about that revival. Amen. And I'd like to be a part of that. I'd like to get in on that. But I really believe I could tell you something of a surety. We're never going to see that revival until we realize that revival comes with consecration. It comes with dedication. Hey, oh, hallelujah. Amen. I've never been in a real, true move of God. Amen. That folks didn't begin to shed off some things. Amen. That folks didn't begin to say, amen, God has dealt with my heart. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. We got in a great revival about a year ago. Amen. There at our home church. Amen. People were coming. And people were being saved. And people were being blessed. Amen. And I never have preached against Facebook. Amen. I think it's dangerous. Amen. I think you ought to handle it. If you're going to mess with it at all, I think you ought to handle it about like a rattlesnake. Amen. I'm telling you, I know a lot of folks that have got in trouble with it. Oh, help me now. Amen. I'm not telling you that you can't go to heaven. Amen. And do whatever they do on Facebook. I don't know much about it, but I do know this. When we got in the middle of that revival, amen, and we begin to make our journey back to Bethel, amen, I know some of our young people begin to testify and say, the Lord has dealt with me about this, and the Lord has dealt with me about that, amen. And some of those young ladies say, we've been spending too much time, amen, on Facebook. I said, hallelujah. I said, praise the Lord. Amen. What about it, Jacob? Amen. Yes, we need to go back. Amen. We need to make our way. Amen. There's a journey that we need to make. But before we go, amen, you're going to have to understand, amen, some of these things that we've took on along. Oh, amen. Help me preach tonight. Some of these things that we've accumulated along the way. Amen. Oh, maybe they're not altogether sins. Amen. But I read where it said, lay aside every weight. Amen. They weighted us down. Amen. They've caused us to lose some of our victory. They've caused us to lose some of our joy. Woo. Oh, I need the help of the Lord tonight. Praise God. Amen. And I know God began to deal with some of those things that I'd heard back in the old church. Amen. Some of those same convictions my young people began to get. Amen. That some of the old timers had got many, many years ago. Somebody said, well, there's not anything wrong with it. Well, something's wrong. Amen. I said, something's wrong. Amen. We don't have the victory that we need and we one time had. Amen. I think we can have it. I think it's for us. But for some reason, we're not having it all together. Amen. Like we ought to. Can you say amen? I can tell you this. We got too many folks that are sitting on their seats. Amen. That are not healed. Praise God when healing is for the church. Amen. Something's wrong. I said something's wrong. Amen. Maybe we need to consider. Amen. Maybe we need to look ourselves over. Maybe we need to do some examining. Amen. To see if we're still in the faith. Amen. God, help us tonight. Amen. We're needing to go back to Bethel. As bad as I've ever saw. Amen. In all of my years. Amen. We're needing another Bethel experience. Amen. We're needing the Holy Ghost. Amen. To move among us one more time. Amen. We're needing the power. Amen. To move in our midst. We got problems that only happen. Amen. To be met. Those needs will never be met till we get back to Bethel. Praise God. I wonder tonight if you and I would be willing, amen, to do whatever it takes to get back to Bethel. Praise the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Jacob said, I want to tell you something, children. Amen. You took on some things along the way. Amen. He named some of those things. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Jacob said unto his household and all that were with him, put away the strange gods that are among you and be clean and change your garments. Amen. You say, well, the Lord don't care anything about. Amen. What we wear. He said right here. Amen. I don't like the garments that you've been wearing. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. I don't like, amen, the dress. Amen. I kind of feel like, amen, it looked too much like those folks in Shechem. Amen. I kind of feel like they took on some things. Amen. That reminded God. Amen. Of those people around them. Get rid of it. Amen. I want to take you back. Amen. I want to take you back. We're going to have another revival. Amen. The Lord's going to bless again. But I got some things I'm going to require of you. Whew. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Whoa. Hallelujah. Amen. Put away those strange gods. I don't believe I've ever saw a time when our ministry was so loose about the things that they're involved in. Amen. Hallelujah. I know sometimes the young people, amen, that haven't had the experiences that you and I maybe have had. Amen. Kind of get involved in some things. Amen. We leave some room for them. And we say when they really get consecrated. And when they really get sanctified. Amen. God will deal with them about some of these things. Amen. But I'm telling you, when our ministry, amen, is indulging in those things. Amen. How does our young people even have a chance? Amen. This is who they're looking to. Amen. This is their idols. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. I'm telling you, when our young preachers, amen, are more involved in the sports world, amen, they know more about, amen, all of these sports figures than they do about the holiness dress, amen, and the way of worship. And they know more about that than they do about healing. Amen. And about revival. Something. man has went wrong. Can you say, man? Sports are the god of this world. Amen. You go into any city, one of the biggest stadiums, the most money being poured into anything is into sports. Praise God. I remember the old preacher, amen, my dad used to tell about. Amen. He said a man got saved in his church. Praise God. And you know, he got saved, didn't know anything about God. Amen. He went down to the ball game. Amen. The old preacher heard about it. He came back to church and he put his arm around him. And he said, oh, brother. Amen. You got saved. Oh, yes. But he said, I heard you went to the ball game. Amen. He said, yeah, is there any harm in it? He said, oh, yes. He said, it'll get you victory. Amen. It'll steal your victory. Amen. Oh, come on now. I'm telling you, we're needing to go back to Bethel. I said, we're needing to go back to Bethel. Amen. God has something for us at Bethel. Amen. But we're going to have to shed off some things. Amen. We're going to have to get rid of some things. Amen. We're going to have to lay aside some of these things that are hindering us. Amen. Keeping our victory. Keeping our joy. Amen. Taking away our power. Amen. Oh, would you be willing tonight? I said, would you be willing tonight? Amen. Is this revival Brother John was talking about? Is it so important unto every one of us that we'd be willing, amen, to do whatever it takes and be willing, Lord, here I am. Amen. Put that searchlight from heaven on my soul. If you find anything that shouldn't be, take it out and straighten me. I want to go back to Bethel. Praise God. I'm not going to preach a whole lot longer here. Amen. Somebody be getting me a song. But I want to tell you, somebody is looking at us. Somebody's looking to us. A week ago yesterday, we had a funeral in our town. Amen. A man, if I called his name, I don't know if many of you would know him, but he used to travel. They used to evangelize. Amen. Probably one of the things that went wrong was they were beautiful singers. And you know what they done? They got too involved in that singing. Amen. Oh, yes. Praise God. And they began to sing with some of the known groups. Amen. The Happy Goodman family, they became very close with them. And that was years and years ago. Amen. But you know, changes begin to come in their lives. They was out of our church. My grandfather was their pastor. Amen. They would come back. In fact, in that funeral service, I told, amen, about my brother. I was just a little boy. And my brother got saved in that revival that they was holding. Their little girl, they had one little girl. She was just about that tall. And they'd set her on a, they'd stand her on a piano bench where she'd be about up a height with them. And I'm telling you, they could sing. My brother got saved in that revival. Amen. He was an older teenage boy, wasn't interested in church at all. I knew what he was into. Amen. I knew he was just waiting on his time. Amen. To get out of the house where he could do his own thing. But I'm telling you, God gave revival. Amen. Oh, I told him about it in the funeral. I said, you know, I was watching him. I was just a little boy. And I was watching him and I wondered, did he really get saved? Amen. Did he really get saved? I knew when somebody really got saved that there would be a change in their lives. He had such a violent temper. And I remember the next morning after he got saved. Amen. How we went out and he had a grown horse and I had a pony and we began to saddle him up, and something went wrong. Is it usually always did with him. And amen, I seen he was fixing to fly off the handle, and a lot of times I was the blunt of that, and I was kind of watching things. And all of a sudden, the thing just calmed down in him. For the first time, he walked over, Brother John. I believe he laid his hand on my shoulder. And he said, "Lindell, I'm sorry. I shouldn't have done that." I said, "He really got it. He really got saved." Amen. Oh, what a change that it really makes. When I was asked to preach this funeral, we've known this family for years, and I tell you how I am. You don't have to be just like me for me to be your friend. Amen. I've done insurance business for years. I came off evangelistic field. They went into the insurance business. They've had my insurance for years. Every chance I had, I'd go up there. Amen. We've actually sat in their little insurance office and then begin to talk about old times. Her pull out that old accordion out of the closet. I told him during that funeral, I said, if somebody came in on us, they'd have said, "We never saw an insurance agent like this." We'd sang the songs of Zion. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. I knew they had accumulated a lot of friends. Amen. But I also knew that many of those friends that were going to be there one time was in the house of God. Amen. I knew many of them. Amen. Had a holiness background. And I began to pray and ask the Lord. I said, "Lord, this was just a week ago yesterday. Amen. I'm trying to talk to you about Bethel tonight. I'm trying to tell you there's something wonderful. The world don't have it, and some have lost it. But I'm telling you, I want more of it than I've ever had in my life." Oh, hallelujah. I began to pray about that funeral, and I don't know how y'all do funerals around here, but we usually do them pretty cut and dried. Amen. Sometime if it's a good old saint, we'll feel the Spirit and the Lord will bless. Amen. But you know, there was something different about this funeral. And I began to pray. And I said, "Lord, there's going to be folks there. They're never around holiness anymore. They don't know anything about the joy anymore, seem like, that we still have. God, would you show it to them one more time?" Amen. Oh, hallelujah. I believe Jacob realized, if I can just get my children, amen, just give them a glimpse of what Bethel is really all about. If I can just give them, if they can just feel just a little bit of what I felt that night, amen, it makes such a change. That daughter, amen, a long ways from where she used to be. For some reason, she looked at me right before the funeral. She said, "Brother Lindell, would you just do this like you feel like doing it?" I said, "You really mean that?" She said, "Yes." She said, "Brother Lindell, if you feel like singing a song that's not on the program, you just go ahead and sing it." I said, "I believe I will." Amen. Woo, hallelujah. Praise God. That president of the insurance company spoke first. He said some good words, and he's a fine man. He really is. Amen. Right in their motto, it still says, "We believe in God. We trust in God." He done a good job. Oh, I got up there that day. Amen. And I believe the Lord let them see a little glimpse one more time of Bethel. Amen. I had some things prepared to say. And I'm telling you, the Lord got in that funeral service. Amen. My neighbor, he's Baptist, and we had a funeral in their church several years ago, Uncle Dan's. And he told me later, he said, "Lindell, that old Baptist church won't never be the same." Woo, hallelujah. I thought about it that day. Amen. We just got it in the biggest building we could get because I knew there'd be a lot of people there, and there was. I began to talk to them about what God had done in days gone by. Woo, hallelujah. Amen. I knew they knew Uncle Dan. They loved Uncle Dan. Amen. Did you know there was backslidden people there? I said backslidden. They went into other churches, but they was backslidden. Amen. It came out of the old church. People on canes was there. Praise God. And I'm telling you, God. Glory to God. Amen. Bethel came down in that old Baptist church a week ago yesterday. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. When I got to preaching a while, amen, I got to tell them about Uncle Dan when he was drawing his last breath. Amen. Just a few days before that. Amen. He got to singing that old song, "What a Wonderful Thought It Is to Know That When This Life on Earth Is O'er, I Have a Better Place to Go Where There Will Be No Sin." I got to singing that song. They had one of these little mics like this up there. I said, "I can't do this." Amen. I said, "Bring me one of them cordless mics." Amen. I got to move around a little bit. I'm telling you, I don't ordinarily do things like that. Amen. But when the Lord is in it, I'm telling you, they need to see another glimpse. Amen. Give them another taste of what Bethel is all about. Amen. Let's show them again. We talk about it. Amen. We talk about it as if it's a bygone day. But I believe Jesus is still the same Jesus. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. They were coming by on those canes, and they was falling over on my shoulder. I said, "Oh, Brother Lindo. Oh, Brother Lindo." That president, that insurance company, he said, "Sir, I've never felt anything like this." Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Folks came up to me, said, "Of all the funeral services we've ever been in, we've never been in a funeral service like this." Amen. One lady said she got saved in that funeral service. Amen. Oh, church, I want to tell you tonight, amen, there's something so wonderful about Bethel. We got to get back there. Amen. We got to find our way back. While they sang a song tonight, I just wonder if you feel what I feel tonight. I wonder if you feel that yearning that I feel tonight. I wonder if you feel that drawing that I believe the Lord told me before I ever came to this camp meeting would be here in this camp meeting. Amen. Oh, would you come tonight? I said, would you come tonight? Amen. I really believe if we'll hunger after it, God will take us back to Bethel again. Amen. You know, I've told some of them about it, Brother Archie. Amen. When I left here, I heard you telling about a camp meeting y'all had. I don't know where it was at. Amen. How the Lord blessed in such a wonderful way. Amen. What was it? Something about the microphones or, amen, a sound or something like that. Amen. That you heard coming in. Amen. I forget now. I remember then. And I told some about how wonderful it was. Amen. Do you think God has changed? I say absolutely not. Amen. Do you think Bethel is still the same place that it's always been? Amen. I believe with all of my heart that Bethel hadn't changed. Amen. If there's any changing, it's been on our part. Amen. But I want to quote you this in closing. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. That great man Solomon, after he had built that beautiful building and everything was in place, amen, he realized, we got to have more than these buildings, and we got to have more, amen, than all this finery. And he prayed a prayer,
and said, Lord, would you fill this house? Amen. My people are prone to stray. Amen. They're so easy to backslide. Amen. If they get in that condition, would you still help us? And here was the reply. And I believe it rings true today. He said, if my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, amen, then will I hear from heaven. I'll forgive their sins and I'll heal their land. Amen. Who was he talking to there, Brother John? He wasn't talking to them sinners out on the street. He wasn't talking to those folks, amen, that didn't know anything about God. He said, if my people, amen, I tell you, we got some repenting to do. Come on now. I'm sorry for holding you this long. I didn't mean to. But I'm afraid we have some repenting to do. I'm afraid we have let up. Amen. I'm afraid we've been distracted along the way. Amen. I'm afraid we've let some things down. Amen. We got some repenting to do. But if we'll be willing to do it, amen, God will move for us as he has in days gone by. Amen. Right here in the house of the Lord. Would you stand with me tonight? I'm sorry for holding you this long. Amen. But I'm asking you, don't you think it's time to go back to Bethel? Don't you think it's time to make our way back to that wonderful place? See?